thank you for joining me for this podcast for Lent. Today is day 8, March the 12th, Wednesday morning, and we begin with a child's reflection, more to do with the child's rhyme, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. It's an old children's song with deep meaning. If we were to say that our spiritual lifeboat is always floating merrily down the stream, would this be conducive to spiritual growth? When the sea of life becomes choppy, do we immediately put our faith and trust in God? Or do we constantly rely on ourselves to make it alone? Do we quickly learn to trust, or do we meet ourselves once again on the stormy seas with a boat taking on water? The spiritual life sets before us many challenges which bring us to surrender. God allows us to set sail into choppy waters, wanting nothing more than to save us from ourselves. And today's reflection, I will give myself permission to trust in my God. In Matthew 14, verses 29 to 32, so Jesus said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he became afraid and started to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "Why do you doubt?" When they entered into the boat, the waves ceased. Our affirmation for today: I am getting better and better every day and in every way. We have a poem or a piece of poetry from Poetry Corner called Safely Home. Many of you may know it, but for those who don't, allow me to share it. My boat might be taking on water, but I'm never alone. Jesus is always beside me, bringing me safely home. My oars might have drifted away. No spare ones are at my side. I do not despair. All trials I can bear, Jesus is bringing me safely home. When thunder is rolling and lightning is crashing, when troubles are pouring my shore, I stand up and shout, Jesus is about, who's bringing me safely home. No trials or troubles are stronger than you when Jesus is at your side. He guides you, he holds you, loves and supports you. He's bringing you safely home. That poem was written by one of our community, Sister Elizabeth, in Philadelphia. May these words that I've shared with you for today nourish your spirit, and bring inspiration to your soul. But remember, you are not alone. For when we come together to the table of God, regardless of our belief, our color, our creed, even our lifestyle choices, the Father, Mother, God does not condemn us. Though many of God's representatives may sit on their high chair, ruling all kinds of dogma to enslave us to guilt, this is not how God treats his children. We are loved in our woundedness, in our brokenness. For the Father, Mother, God didn't send Jesus to the well. Jesus came to those of us who are unwell, who struggle, who battle against all kinds of illness, disease, weaknesses, even type A personalities like me. And if he can touch someone like me, he can touch someone as beautiful as you. Come as you are. Surrender your heart to a loving God who wishes to make this time of Lent not a time to make you feel guilty or unworthy, but a time to set your spirit free and embrace the divine within your being. Have a beautiful day. Namaste, shalom. Inshallah, pax et bonum. Om shanti. Solo di caritas. Salam alaikum. May the peace of your God be with you, now and always. Amen.